This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We are at ForkFest 2020. Welcome to the first episode, which we're actually beginning the recording of on Monday, but you're going to be hearing this on Tuesday night. That's because during the time that we are at ForkFest, Free Talk Live is not a live show. Almost all the rest of the year, every single night, we are live, but here we are live in person, so you could actually see us live if you wanted to come by our booth at RV site number 30, right up at the top of the hill here, beautiful Rogers Campground. And in our remote studio, I'm Ian.
I'm Aria.
So welcome to our show. There are going to be well over a dozen episodes of Free Talk Live produced here at beautiful Rogers Campground over the next 2 weeks. It will be the longest amount of time that we have spent here at Rogers Campground contiguously. So there were a couple years where we went to, there was a cannabis festival that happened here. That's sure. Thunder.
That is it?
I thought it was just wind. No. On awnings or tarps.
Not that, no, that's definitely thunder right yeah. there. you know, people just, they like to look at the forecast up here and worry about it.
And it changes so quickly and so suddenly.
Yeah, that's the way it is up here. And that's the old joke about New England is if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And I know that's probably a joke in a lot of places from what I understand, but I never heard that joke in Florida. I've only heard that joke since
I've heard it about Texas.
Here. Have you?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's equally true, especially up here in New Hampshire and, I mean, up here in the mountains. Like, 2 hours ago, it was brutally hot with the sun bearing down, and now it's much cooler, and there's a bit of a breeze, and evidently it's thundering.
Yeah, and it's super nice right now. The campground, you know, as you might expect for the first day, there's a lot of setting up going on. There's a lot of people. I wouldn't say a lot of people. There's some number of people that has that have arrived over the last, what, we've been here 3 hours now. We got here at noon Eastern time today. And previously on Free Talk Live, as we broadcast from these campgrounds, we have just jumped in, set the equipment up as quickly as possible, and hammered out a show. We're not doing that this time. If you're listening to this on Tuesday night, which is when it's going to air, then you know we already had a show Monday that was not here. So the guys that were staying in Keene for some amount of time, Mark and Captain Kickass, hosted the show on Monday night. So that actually took a little bit of pressure off. It made it so we could set up both the canopies and hang the banners and kind of get most of the work done. And so now we're just doing the broadcast part. So we got, of course, days and days that we're going to be up here. You should come on up here as well if you care about freedom, if you like the idea of actually having a community of people that you can associate with who also like freedom.
Yeah, that's invaluable.
And it's special. For sure.
And what I love about it is that, I mean, I've made one purchase here, and it was for Bitcoin. It was using Bitcoin.
Right.
Every vendor here. Yes.
Just you paid with Bitcoin?
Well, I paid with Bitcoin Cash. But the real Bitcoin.
Okay. Ooh, I got to turn you down just a little bit there. So, yeah, and that's a pretty common thing. Last year during ForkFest, almost every vendor here, I think every one of them that I encountered, was accepting cryptocurrency. And that's a fun thing to do. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the festival from which ForkFest forked, and we could talk about the history of the events, but the Porcupine Freedom Festival was sort of like, it was like the first place where you could actually spend cryptocurrency in a meaningful, like, real-life way.
Yeah, wasn't Dogecoin, like, really big 1 year?
I don't recall that being the case, but there's been a lot of years. I mean, we've been coming to this event since 2009 in this park. We've been, in one way or another, here for more than 10 years. And it was early on when some of the early, like, initial movers, the investors, the early buyers of Bitcoin, like Roger Ver and Eric Voorhees, and I don't like to drop names, but those are two of the bigger names in the world of cryptocurrency. And
without a doubt,
they've all been here. They've all been here. They've camped here. I remember when Roger Ver, who's the proprietor over at Bitcoin.com, when he was walking around handing out the Cascatious physical Bitcoins. Now, have you ever heard of these things, Aria?
I have not.
So if you look it up, it's a very beautiful piece. It's I think it's made out of brass, so the thing itself isn't worth a whole lot, right? Like the coin that it's made out of, the material. But inside this, there's a...
So it's like a hardware wallet?
You could think of it that way. It's a paper... Basically, it's a paper wallet.
Okay.
So for listeners that aren't familiar, it's with Bitcoin, you typically have like an online wallet where you've got a phone or a computer or something. But you can also have like a printed code that you can send cryptocurrency to. And so anyway, what happens with these coins, the Cascatious, I believe is how you pronounce it. Anyway, with the Cascatious coins, which are no longer being manufactured from what I understand, but there was like a hologram on the back, and if you remove the hologram, it was one of those tamper-evident holograms, so
yeah.
You couldn't put it back on, basically. It looked like you pulled the, you couldn't like undo the mess that it would make, so like okay. Patterns and things like that to reveal that, hey, someone's tampered with this, right, so you would know.
And that would give you the private key, presumably?
Right, so you pull off the back, and what it actually gives you is some sort of a compressed version of a private key. So there's like some version of the private key that I've never seen used anywhere else, but it's like 8 characters or 9 characters or something like that. It's very, very short, so it fits on a coin, right? And then you put this key into some program, and it'll spit out the full private key, at least supposedly, right? I've never actually done this. People have done it, so like it does work.
Now,
and
didn't one year he come up here and give away $10 Bitcoin to anyone who would install a wallet?
He did that. I know he did that in Keene. It wouldn't surprise me if he did that here as well. But
I always heard it was here. He did it in Keene, though.
He did it in Keene at Social Sundays, which is our weekly Sunday hangout where, anybody who would install. I think at the time he was pushing the blockchain.com, or at that time it was blockchain.info. But anyway, he was just giving out these Cascatious coins, and at the time they were worth like $3 a piece. Or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so people were buying tacos with these things, and now if you have one of these Cascatious coins, it's worth more than a full Bitcoin. So there was a whole Bitcoin, right, on one of these coins. And you can sell it for more than the value of a Bitcoin because it's got the collectible aspect to it. There is a limited number of these things.
That's true.
Some people have paid. I've heard that some people have paid, like on eBay or whatever, as much as 3 times the price of a Bitcoin.
Talk about markup.
Yeah, to get one of these coins. And then, of course, you got to be really careful, because there's a lot of scams on eBay, and you got to make sure that somebody's selling you the real deal and it hasn't been redeemed or whatever. Or if you sell it to the person, they claim they didn't get it. And then it's like, it's kind of janky to sell Bitcoin-related things over eBay, from what I understand. It's
kind of janky anyway, really.
Well,
I imagine eBay does exacerbate it.
Yeah, because whenever there's that third party, as you know, there's that third party institutional thing getting in the way between you and a customer, there's always the chance that they're going to go ahead and reverse the transaction in the customer's favor, even though the customer is actually a scam artist. So that's a whole other topic that we could discuss in depth if we wanted to. And actually, you did a piece recently. Did I? I did put that online, didn't I? I don't think
not the
I did,
last
did
time I?
I
checked.
Okay. I think I uploaded it and then maybe didn't activate it. I need to figure out what I did. You did a great presentation at the Bitcoin Embassy. So if I don't get that online, then bug me about it, because I think I spaced on that one, Aria.
No problem.
Because you did a presentation about how to sell Bitcoin.
Yes. How to get into the war against the banking system, for the most part.
That's an interesting way to put it, and that's kind of what it is, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that's the whole point of this anyway. I'm recruiting an army to fight the banks.
Aria's army?
I'm not going to call it that.
Okay, good. That's one of the things that I just...
And I mean, that's metaphorical,
Yeah.
I'm not recruiting anyone. I'm just letting them know, hey, if you want to do this, this is how,
here's how you
can
do
it.
And yeah, I mean, you are basically teaching the tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
And I'm
bad
sure
business.
I'm sure there's some people who don't appreciate that. But you know what? Too bad for them. So we're here at
Forkfest. Well, they can always undercut me.
They can. Forkfest 2020. We got a lot to cover. We're going to start covering it here today. We've already rounded up our first guest. We're going to grab him here in a little bit. But we've got crypto to talk about. We got protests to talk about. The Minnesota police reforms that failed. We can talk about what happened there. Guess what? You turned this over to politicians. You thought they were going to help you? We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. We're live, recording it live at Rogers Campground at ForkFest 2020. Website forkfest.party.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
AnarchoVegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at AnarchoVegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for AnarchoVegas.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! We're back with more from ForkFest 2020 on the very first day, the, of course, slowest of the entire week. Well, I should say 2 weeks of ForkFest. Originally, it was scheduled for the 29th through the 5th, and some people are starting it today, including some of the hosts of Free Talk Live. Ari and I are in our remote studio here. It's overcast now. It was brutally hot and sunny when we arrived at about noon today, and now it's actually pretty nice. So, as tends to be the case when we're here, there's all kinds of interesting people on the campground. And as they come by, I'd like to pull them over and talk to them. So we're going to get to our first guest here in a moment. But I also want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, because if you want to get into the world of cryptocurrency, then Bitcoin is Bitcoin.com is a great place to go. You can learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general over there. So check out Bitcoin.com. And, of course, Bitcoin.com, as we mentioned before, what the founder, Roger Ver, is an old-school pork fester. He used to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think he came on at least 1 or 2 years way, way back in the day.
So, it'd be great if he came again.
Yeah, it would be, except...
he's busy.
Well, it's not that just that he's busy. It's that the United States government hates him, and they are not very nice, and...
I mean, screw the government, though.
Yeah, but he's got to get their permission to come in here, because he doesn't live here. He gave up his citizenship.
Yeah, so that'll do it.
When you give up your citizenship, they don't have to let you back in. And, you know, he's going to have to ask somebody's permission to come in. And so that makes things a little more difficult when you have to ask government permission to come back to the place you were born. But that's the way it is for him. So check out Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about crypto, that's a great place to do it. Our first guest here from ForkFest 2020 is a man named Footloose. Footloose, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. You and I just happened to meet at one of the protests style events that happened here in New Hampshire. We, on Free Talk Live, have been covering this COVID crackdown insanity that's been going on for months. Thankfully, there doesn't seem to be much insanity on this campground so far.
The pool is technically closed, but that has not stopped, you know, the anarchists and libertarians from helping themselves to the to a swim.
The anarchists and libertarians' kids, actually. They're the ones who apparently have reopened the pool, which I was happy to see.
What did Sununu say? They phased themselves into opening the pool?
That's what someone told me. I didn't hear it directly. But I think you and I, Footloose, met at the Manchester event that you organized. I think
yes.
That might have been the first one. I presume you were probably also at the large events that happened in Concord. I just didn't meet you there.
Yes, the State House rallies were right there, too. Yeah.
You went to one of those, right, Arya?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me what motivated you to get involved in this protest movement against the COVID lockdowns?
Well, it started to happen, and it just didn't make sense. You know, none of it made sense. The numbers, and
I should say you're a New Hampshire native.
I'm a New Hampshire native. I was born and raised in Nashua. I live in Manchester now. And so early on, I decided, and I just threw this Facebook page together called Absolute Defiance.
Okay.
And then that's what got me involved. I put like a countrywide event together, saying people go to the state houses, go to your city halls, et cetera, et cetera, and let's get these things going. So that was before any of the first rallies. I paid for an ad and had it going and all that. And, you know, I'm just trying to put some more pressure on from every different possible angle. And, so that's what got me involved, and of course I bumped into one of my friends actually said, hey, I got this guy, and he introduced me to somebody who introduced me to some Free Staters and the Health Freedoms people,
right.
The Reopen people and all that, and so tried to collaborate, show up to their events as well and support them and you know, show how ridiculous this farce is.
You are, as you said, a New Hampshire native. What was the reaction of your friends and your neighbors around you to not only the crackdown, the lockdowns, but your response to it? Did you find a lot of friendly response or hostile?
Yeah, well, a lot of support, but kind of like closed secret support. Like, yeah, you're doing the right thing, but I have a job, I have a family, we
can't
risk
it.
The system and risk it and this and that. And so it was kind of like flying solo. And I actually got into a pretty good argument with one of my neighbors about the mask thing, and he was trying to fight me over it. I'm going to kill his grandmother, and
what?
And, yeah, basically because I'm going to the events, the state house events and stuff. We're all going to kill everyone for showing up to the events, and of course that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. And the events did not, not only did no one die that anybody knows of, but I don't think anybody even really got meaningfully sick from the hundreds of people who were at the state house on more than one occasion. There were two of them that I went to.
Close proximity to everyone.
Very close.
Jammed in.
Very few people were wearing masks. A few were, but that's about it. Like, I mean, maybe
100%. And the people that were wearing masks, a lot of them were doing that to hide their identity.
Okay. That's a legitimate reason to wear a mask.
Yeah.
That's what's screwed up about this entire thing, though, is that the masked people, they needed us to get sick and die.
Right.
To prove them right.
And it didn't work out for them.
And I don't know any of us got even a sniffle from doing all of these protests and meetups and going about our lives not wearing masks, not wearing gloves.
Yeah, I don't know if I got... Well, there was one time this winter that I did, like, right around when this whole COVID thing was really in the news, both Nobody and I, Nobody's one of our co-hosts, Nobody and I came down with something that was like an overnight stomach bug or something like that. I was up late with things I can't describe on the radio coming out of more than one end.
Okay.
And
moving on.
And, you know, maybe that was COVID. I don't know. It was quite uncomfortable.
I don't think those are COVID symptoms.
Well, it depends. If you look at the list of so-called symptoms, there's certain symptoms
diarrhea
that
was on there.
A very small percentage of some people said, you know, they tested for COVID after having those symptoms. That doesn't mean those symptoms were related to COVID, but, you know, I don't
pretty
know.
Sure I had it in December.
You think so?
Yes. Pretty well convinced.
Yeah. And you made it.
I made it.
And here you are.
I was, you know...
Did your grandma die?
No, nobody died.
Okay, good.
You know, my grandma didn't die.
Did anyone else's grandmother die?
Yeah.
Somebody
died. Well, everybody, a lot of the grandmothers and grandparents died, which was... Yeah. That was untrue. It wasn't just killing old people, right? It wasn't... It's not killing old... But it is. But then it was. So, what is going on here?
Yeah. So, you guys went out on the streets. We joined you there, and that's how we ended up connecting. So, you hadn't been connected with any of the Free Stater libertarian types prior to all this, huh?
No, I'm kind of a solitary guy. I actually spent 5 years in solitary confinement.
Holy.
So I have a little bit of
wow.
That was PTSD
type issues that I've been working through. It's been 5 years now that I've been out.
Solitary confinement will do that.
Yeah.
There's a reason it's described as torture.
Right.
Do you want to talk about why you were in solitary confinement?
Sure.
Okay.
So originally, I was shipped from the county jail, Merrimack County Jail. I was there pretrial. And
on what charges?
Drug charges.
Okay. So nonviolence.
Just possession, nonviolence stuff. And so I had had some head trauma. I was already diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome before I had got to the jail, memory issues, so on and so forth. I fell off the top tier at the jail. It hit my head again.
Oh, God.
2 months after I had already had this post-concussion syndrome.
Fell from a second floor?
Second tier. They were like, we thought you were going to die. I've spent 2 nights in medical.
Hold that thought, and we'll continue the story here in moments. More on Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2020.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019. As construction of the border wall continues along the U.S.-Mexico border, acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says lots of progress is being made.
The 220 miles of wall system we have in right now are 220 new miles of wall system. It gives us an enhanced capability that we never had.
The president, along on that visit, is now in Phoenix delivering a speech to supporters. USA Radio News. President Trump's rally on Saturday night drew a huge audience for one of the major news channels that actually carried it live. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Despite scenes of unoccupied blue seats at the Bank of Oklahoma Center on Saturday night, President Trump still managed to draw a massive TV audience as the Fox News channel drew a total audience of 7.66 million viewers between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, far ahead of the non-rally coverage that was airing on CNN and MSNBC at the time. It was also the largest Saturday audience in Fox News Channel's 24-year history, and it was the network's highest-rated telecast of the year after the president's State of the Union address.
The Los Angeles County Public Health Director is saying it's highly likely that the George Floyd protests are causing a spike in coronavirus cases. In the past 2 weeks, there are more than 46,000 new cases in California. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. And we will be bringing it to you here every single day. This is day number one. You're hearing this on day number two, and that's because, well, we just didn't want to rush too much when we got set up here. We wanted to take our time today, and we were able to do that thanks to Mark and the captain who hosted the show on Monday night. By the way, I do want to let you know about Intercoin. Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Ian and Aria in the studio with our special guest, Footloose. Footloose, you and I met a few weeks back at a protest event to advocate for freedom, you know, being able to reopen. Of course, I would say you never should have closed in the first place. If you actually care about freedom, you never should have done what the governor was telling you to do, because who the hell is he anyway? He doesn't have the law backing him up.
To do these things.
No, but he does have men with guns who will show up and have shown up at local businesses and have threatened them. We heard about a local business that was a gym in Keene that was still quietly letting their customers in. They'd like papered over the windows.
Really?
And they were letting. It was right next to Little Zoe's Pizza, actually. That gym. They are now closed. Keene police found out that they were doing this from a snitch, and Keene police went there and threatened the owner, apparently, on verbally. I don't know if they gave him a written threat, because I had requested all the written threats that they gave, and they only gave me the one for the local bar that was threatened. So they threatened more than one local business with, you know, violent acts, and so people, of course, ultimately did what they were told. So we can talk more about all that, but let's get back into your story, Footloose. You were telling us that you were in a jail facility here in New Hampshire. You were there for drug charges, so there's no victim, no crime. You shouldn't have been there.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Right, and you know, I don't care if you had drugs. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
I mean, it's your body. It's your body. Do what you want. You know, if you want to quit him, then you know, find the help that you need to quit him. But going to jail rarely helps people quit drugs. You know, it usually
it teaches them how to hide them better.
It usually pushes them into an even deeper depression. You know, when they get out, because now you've lost your job, now you've lost your house or your apartment, and now you're supposed to have a better life after you just sat in jail for 6 months or however long it was.
Interacting with other people who are, you know, uneducated and poor themselves as well.
Other criminals
thinking about other ways to, you know, commit crimes and get away with it. And
And you weren't even in prison. You were just in jail.
I was just in jail at the time, yes.
Right. So you fell from the second tier, is what you were telling us just before we went away a moment ago. So you were on the second floor in a, I presume, like a day room or something like that, or in your
cell block? Yeah, downstairs was the medical block. Upstairs was, like, the classifications, the new people. And the doors popped, and I was trying to get to the shower first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got up. And the last thing I remember was going for the door, and there's, I think it's called vasovagal or something, when you stand up too fast and your blood pressure drops.
Ooh.
And so that's basically what happened, and I went through the rails off the tier.
Wow. That sounds really difficult to accomplish.
Yes. So, right, that's why they're like, you bounced like a fish, and we thought you were dead and all this stuff. So they sent me to the hospital. I had a shoulder tear. And like some bumps out, like scrapes and bumps, and nothing really crazy other than that. But I did get another concussion out of that. And when you're concussed, you don't really even notice what's going on because you're concussed. And so they kind of got sick of my loud voice and my forgetting everything all the time and asking the same questions over and over. And so one day they say,
Well, just put you in solitary.
They said, well, they put me on the medical unit after that, right? So then I was downstairs. Obviously, they didn't want me falling again. So now I'm downstairs, and then after maybe a month, so I got there in July, and yeah, I was there for maybe a month or two before.
And was this pre-sentencing?
Pre-sentence. So okay. I was pre-trial.
Pre-trial, okay.
Pre-trial, and my lawyer also, she started filing
public
for
defender or
competency.
Private?
Yeah, public defender. Okay. So she decides to file for competency, and I saw the records, my medical records. So once she filed for competency, the prosecutor contacted the jail, and in my medical records it says, his lawyer is going for competency, try to find anything you can towards competency.
Mm.
So it was very loosely worded, but we know what that means. And so from that point on, they were like, he's faking it. He's faking everything he's doing. He's faking. He's making it all up. And so one day they're like, get in the back of the cell, cuff up. And I'm like, all right, what's going on? They said, you're moving to another cell. So I cuff up, and they move me to another unit. They put me in the cell, and I'm like, what's up with my stuff? They're like, oh, we're going to bring it to you. They leave. They leave me in this empty cell, and all these guys are like, who is that? What are you doing here? What'd you do? I said, what do you mean, what did I do? I tell them, like, I'm here for drug charges. They're like, no, what did you do to get here on this unit? I said, nothing. What do you mean? They said, you're in the hole. You had to have done something to come here. So now I'm in punitive segregation.
How were they talking to you?
Out the door.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're all locked in our cells.
Yeah.
And so they're like, they're not bringing your stuff. You're in the hole.
Yeah. you're going to be lucky if you get a book, right?
Yeah. So then from that point on, you're not allowed to be under the blankets during the day and stuff. You're locked in the cell 23 hours a day, but you can't be under the blankets. Now, I have hypothyroidism. Wow. I was cold. I'm concussed. I'm sleeping a lot.
They don't make a lot of these jails warm, right? Like,
no.
They're not necessarily comfortable places to
be. Not at all. So I'm under the covers, and they keep coming in and ripping the blankets off me every day and stealing my blankets and giving them back to me at the end of the night. And it was this, you know, this pissing match, basically, it became. And one day...
And this was all pre-trial.
Yeah. This is all pre-trial.
So even though you didn't do anything morally wrong...
He fell off the tier.
And you have yet to be proven guilty in the court that says you did something criminal. They're still treating you like this.
Yeah.
Right.
And this was which jail?
Merrimack County Jail.
Okay.
And so... They stick me in the hole, so they have a computer kiosk system to put in your request slips. So whenever I got out there, I'm putting in request slips to everybody in the administration, and they hated that, so they banned me from the kiosk. They banned me from being able to use the kiosk.
Wow.
And so whenever I went to court, because of the competency, it would be continued and continued and continued, so it was kind of pointless for me to go to court. And on top of that, whenever I went, I would come back, and my cell would be trashed. There would be guys would be like, they threw a bunch of stuff away, and it's just, so I'd be picking out personal writings from the trash, poems and letters and things like that. And
so they came in and tossed your cell while you were gone.
While I was gone. Mm-hmm. Right. So one day, they...
And before you go on, so you've been going to these court hearings, and nothing's been happening. When was the trial supposed to be?
They can't do a trial until after competency's been determined.
So they were delaying until they could determine competency?
Right. Well, yes, exactly.
It seems like a better place for someone in that condition would be, you know, a hospital.
Send them to New Hampshire Hospital, maybe while they're under a competency evaluation. Yeah, exactly. I would think that would have made sense, but, you know...
I can't imagine that being in solitary confinement and being treated that way was helping your, you know, already damaged mental state.
No, it will not help anything. All right, so where do we go from here?
So, they've been coming in, ripping my blankets off.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm a non-aggressive person. I've taken judo, I took karate, and I've never, you know, started a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, they come in and we get into a tug of war match with the blanket. And I'm like, I was quick enough. Usually they would pop the door while I'm sleeping and they'd come in and grab it before I could wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up right and I grabbed the blanket and I'm sitting in the bed and we're having this tug of war. And
how barbaric that they made you fight this tug of war over a basic human necessity.
It's insane. We'll continue the story. Stick with us here. Footloose is with us. It is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about this event. It's just getting started, so if you can make it up to Lancaster, New Hampshire, and the beautiful White Mountains. The place is called Rogers Campground. Get your campsite, RV site, or your motel room. They've got that here, too, reserved. And come on up and hang out with some cool, liberty-minded, freedom-friendly people. They're going to be coming in throughout the next 2 weeks. Some people will be here for all 2 weeks. Some people will be here for just a week, maybe just a weekend or a few days here and there. So come on up, and we look forward to seeing you. We're talking with Footloose. It's Ian and Aria in our remote studio here. And Footloose, you've been telling us regaling us with a horrifying story that is sadly probably not that uncommon. I've been in the New Hampshire jails myself, one in particular, thankfully not the one you're talking about, out in Cheshire County. We call it the Keene Spiritual Retreat.
Yeah.
And, for the most part, they're not too bad out there. It's, like, not the worst jail in the world. But I've definitely seen some pretty abusive and questionable behavior while I was there. And what's happening to you is definitely some of the worst I've heard of. Just a recap, in case you're just tuning in, Footloose was put in jail for nonviolent victimless crime of possession of drugs. And you ended up hurting yourself accidentally in there. You fell off the second tier. You yes. got a concussion, and they ended up putting you in a medical bay. They then got mad at you and put you in solitary confinement shortly after that. And that's where we were hearing about you had your blankets being taken away, because apparently the rule is you can only use your blanket at nighttime. So if you're going to sleep during the day, you can't use a blanket.
Now, is that just one of their arbitrary rules,
totally,
or do they
yeah.
have some sort of no real justification for
I
that?
I suspect if you asked, this is just going to be my guess, that they don't want you playing with yourself. And they,
yeah, because no one does that at night.
Or in the shower.
That's my guess on that. Did they ever give you a reason?
Now, is that still considered self-mutilation?
What, playing with yourself?
You yeah. I've heard that's what they say. But
yeah, they don't like sexy things going on in their jail in any way, shape, or form.
No fun allowed.
Yeah. So did they ever give you an excuse?
What else are people supposed to do in jail?
Did they give you a reason, like, why we're going to take your blanket away constantly?
Just that it's the rules.
Yep.
You can't be under the covers during the day.
And you're like, well, I'm cold. Well, we don't care.
Yeah, I'm cold. I'm documented with hypothyroidism. I am sleeping because I've had multiple concussions at this point. And, you know, they were just being a-holes.
All of this pre-trial, it's important to point that out. You have not been convicted of anything. So where from this point? You were telling us a story. They were grabbing your blanket.
You held my blankets and stuff, and we have this tug of war, and they're like, you have to go to court today, right? So I said, I refuse. And he goes, no, you have to go to court. I said, no, I can refuse court.
Mm-hmm.
Only a judge's order can you force me to go to court. And
now, out of curiosity, why would you refuse court? It seems like court would be your best chance to get out of that situation.
Right. So, mind you, I'm concussed
okay. And
have poor judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And my reasoning at the time was because every time I went to court, they were trashing my cell and throwing my stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm not going to have anything happen at court, so I don't really need to go. I know it's going to get continued, so I might as well just stay here and protect my stuff. So he says, you have to go or we're coming in here and we're messing up your stuff, right? So I'm like, all right, jerk, you're going to bring me down there and you're taking me right back, right? And so they put me in short shackles and no wiggle cuffs, cuffed behind. Now, I walk down to booking, and the sheriff is standing there with the belly belt to, you know, get me cuffed up and switched over to go into the van. And I tell him, I look at him, I say, I refuse to go to court. And he goes, he shrugs his shoulders, and he turns to walk away. And this corporal next to me, he's like, no, you're going to court. And so the sheriff starts turning back. He's like, well, let's go, because people usually comply and follow orders or whatever it says. So he's like, is this guy coming or not? And I said, no, I'm not. And he goes, yes, you are. I said, F you, make me, right? And he pushes me onto the booking counter, and I won't get into all the details, but a scuffle ensues in the middle of booking. I wind up with 10 guards and sheriffs on me, Kubotoning me in the back. I'm like pig pile, standing up, they're switching out the cuffs, and they put two pairs of cuffs on. They tighten them. I'm tighter. You can see the scars on my wrists. But once he gets the second cuffs on, and he's like, I got to get my cuffs off, so I let them. I stop in the middle of this fight, and I say, take the cuffs, to get your cuffs off and switch them out. Go right ahead. Tighter. He screws them tighter. So he takes his cuffs. He's like, all right, we're good. I said, you're good? Boom, and I start going at it again. So they throw me in the back of the paddy wagon, and they're like, oh, so the sheriff calls. He's like, boss, this guy's too wild. I can't even get a belt on him. We can't take him. No, it's not going to happen. And so the guy in the back, he's like, you got to come to court with us. And I'm just jumping in the back of the van. They end up getting more officers. They set up a restraint chair, and they open the back of the van. I dive off the back of the van. They catch me, end up flipping me in the restraint chair, and tase me in the leg. They can't get my leg strapped in, so they're tasing me closer and closer three times, all the way up to my groin area where you can smell burning hair and flesh. They actually had to change the battery. They had to change the battery and get a new battery, and so they're like, what are we going to do? And so they're like, let's just wheel him back to his cell, because there's wheels on the back. So I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. Just wheel me back to the cell. And so they wheel me, and they're wheeling me down the hallway, and they said, we just want to let you out. I said, is all my stuff in there? I'll be cool as long as all my stuff is in there. So they're like, yeah, all your stuff's still in there. So now I got, like, 8 cops on me. You know, they each have a point of your body. One has an elbow, one has a shoulder, one has a knee, one has an ankle. And they're trained. And so we're literally taking inch steps towards the cell. I get in the cell, and I got all of them, you know, on their different points, their 8 points. And I kind of, like, stiffened up, and I crouched down a little bit, and I was like, you effing liars, right?
They took your stuff.
The whole cell is empty.
Yeah.
And so in the report, they said, ooh, we accidentally let him go. So they lifted me by my ankles
and the guys up top pushed me forward. So I came. All I could do was turn my head a little bit, and I smashed my left temple.
Literally, they pushed you forward into the cell.
Into the cell while lifting
you
by the ankles
off the ground.
So I just timber,
and
bang.
And you're cuffed.
In cuff
so
behind
you have
my
no
back.
No way of stopping or shortening the distance or...
With anything but my temple or my chin or my nose. So
jeez.
I used my temple. And after that point, I had... my pupils were different sizes. They left me there for 5 days with no medical attention. I had the scars from the cuffs were green and infected.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they had to do... So the only reason I got medical treatment is because one of the guards that I was nice. They're not all, bad. And so he let me out because they weren't letting me out to even use the phone or anything. He let me out to make a phone call to my lawyer. And I got a message to her. She sent a private investigator. So they called me down to booking one day. And the private investigator, she's taking pictures of the lump on my head, mm-hmm. my pupils, all the scars and the scabs on my back, the holes in my shirt, the dirty clothes and everything. And they call a nurse down right then. That was the first time I got medical attention.
See, I would expect at this point they would just drop the charges and release you.
No.
Because, I mean, they've stepped in it at this
I'm
point.
I'm surprised they didn't bring more charges.
Right. So at that point, it was on. You know what I mean? And at anything they did, if they didn't give me toenail clippers, I'm popping a sprinkler. If you don't wash my blankets, you know what I mean? You don't take my laundry just because you guys are trying to torture me, then you're going to be doing paperwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up popping a sprinkler in my cell, and they put me in a firewatch cell that doesn't have a sprinkler. So they had to let me out every 3 days to have tear time. And so one day they let me out in the hole to have my tear time and
by yourself
by myself
say, right? Yeah, okay.
And so I
what is tear time?
You get to walk around,
just walking around, use the phone, take a shower and stuff.
So you're in a segregated unit and there's a phone, a shower,
no
they
people
let,
just
they
one
let,
person
right the people are in their cells.
Yes.
Right, so they let one guy out, he gets an hour, put him back in, they let
yes.
another guy out, he
exactly.
gets an hour.
So I decide to take a shower and then I took some pencils, these little half pencils that they give to us. I said, kick out your pencils to all the guys that I had just been in the hole with. I said, kick out your pencils. They're like, what's going on? So they kick out their pencils, and I set up all of the sprinklers on the bottom tier with pencils in them, took my shower, and then I took a table, pushed it up to the wall, and there was a TV stand that didn't have a TV on it,
mm-hmm.
one of those high TV stands,
yep.
and I flipped the trash can on top of that. Right.
Okay.
So now I go around the bottom tier, I pop every single sprinkler, and then I jump on top of the table of the trash can, jump up, pull myself up onto this TV stand, like 25 feet up on the wall, and stand up on this, 2 foot by a foot and a half little
wow.
area while the water's pouring out and the fire alarms are going off, they're locking down the whole unit and the whole jail.
Wow.
Hold that thought. There's more coming up here with this amazing story with Footloose on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.